Nobody knows the trouble I've had. Nobody knows but Jesus, the old spiritual says. Matthew 6:2. Modern English version. Therefore, when you do your charitable deeds, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be honoured by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. This sermon gets more challenging with every word that Jesus utters. He nails us in our desire to feature anywhere, whether we're speaking, giving or praying. Don't do it to receive the praise of men, because you will have already received your reward in full. Not for the faint-hearted, this, or for those who like to be recognised for what they do. Ouch! This surely is the ministry of the interior, left hand not knowing what the right hand's doing and all that. It's internal. No one is going to see what's going on there, provided, that is, we can keep quiet about it. Ah, there's the rub. Keeping quiet. What if you are all right when you're giving, you do that in secret, but you're trumpeting your trials and pain at every available opportunity? Principle's exactly the same, beloved. We can go through a deep trial, a painful sacrifice, or giving up a lot for God without telling anyone. There's a reward ahead for us. Conversely, if we can't keep quiet, we want sympathy or acknowledgement of how much we've done or given up. Zilch, nada, nothing stored up in heaven. That crown of righteousness just took a sideways tilt off your head. If we can get this, that God allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power, that he orchestrates our circumstances for our profit, that everything that surrounds our lives is there by his appointment, we can begin to rejoice in tribulation and suffering with a truly thankful heart and receive that crown at the end of the day. And in the process, we will become sons of our Father in heaven, not just children. Or perish the thought, babies. All noise at one end and smell at the other, and a smile in between if you're lucky. Sons. Sons have grown up. Sons understand. Hear this from a father in the faith, Andrew Murray. It's headed loyalty to that one master. Let me say first, he brought me here. It is by his will that I am in this straight place. In that fact, I will rest. Next, he will keep me here in his love and give me the grace to behave as his child. Then, he will make the trial a blessing, teaching me the lessons he intends me to learn. And last, in his good time, he can bring me out again. How and when, he knows. Let me say, I am here by God's appointment, in his keeping, under his training, for his time. Apparently, after he'd penned this, Andrew Murray made his surrender to God absolute and his life was never the same again. Whatever, Father, it's okay with me. I'm an open book before you. It's all for your profit, beloved, to open yourself only to him and talk to him about it all, hard as it is. Whatever is around your life right now can be turned to your growth and profit if you will start to live from the secret place of his heart for you, where you begin to see things the way he does, spending much time in secret with Jesus alone. This sermon's undoing us, isn't it? Make the choices and make the changes, beloved. There is henceforth laid up for you the crown of righteousness, which the Lord himself, the righteous judge, will give you on that day. You'll find that in 2 Timothy 4, verse 8.